Today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin. We are on Kuf Zayin, about six lines down. We're discussing some of the halachas of the Tilas Yadayim. So yesterday we talked about Amar Rapapa, Haya Risa Didala'ai. So you have this, we started. We say Tachlin today? Haya Risa Didala'ai. So we had this pipe. From which it's like an irrigation pipe. So you have this irrigation pipe that they would pour water into this pipe, and the water would go along this pipe and go into the fields. Okay? Ein notlimi menel yadayim. You can't put your hands into this pipe, either in the beginning, in the middle or the end of it, in order that the water would flow over your hands and then be yotzei the din of the tilas yadayim. Right? So why? Right, the lo asumi koach gavra, because you're not using human power to pour the water over you. But the water's not coming from the koach of a person who's pouring it, because the person poured it way back up, and now when you're sticking your hands in, it says no koach gavra. Right? Rashi says, hay irisa didloi tsinur, like a little pipe, sheshofchim lo mayim min hayor bedli. I guess you take a bucket and you take water from place A, you put it there, and then the water would go along into this pipe to the fields. Ein notlimi menel yadayim. You can't use it for, what does he say? Loseis yadayim lusocho, to put your hands in the middle, in it, and the water would flow over you in order for netilas yadayim. I believe we're talking about netilas yadayim for washing before bread. I'm not sure. Because there's all different types. There's netilas yadayim in the morning, there's netilas yadayim before bread, there's netilas yadayim. I think this is talking about netilas yadayim for mayim rishonim. She says, "Delavi koach gavra asu." Rashi says, "Shakvar avar koach hashofich." The power of the poor is gone, right? The hain mikalchim eleim. They're flowing on their own right now. The ain't kan lo netila velo tvila. There are two ways you can do the yadayim. You can either pour the water in your hands, or you can dip your hands. So he says there's neither here. Netila, there's no netila. It's not being poured over your hands. Delav mikoach gavra kaasu, because they're not coming from the power of a human. Tvila nami b'tzinor lesa she'en kan shir mikvah. And you can't do tvila in this tzinor because it's not big enough. The Gemara continues. V'i mikariv l'gabe davla de ka'asu mikoach gavra notem mimenu l'yadayim. But if you put your hands up to the top, right after the place where the water is poured in from the bucket, that will count. You could do the tilas yadayim there, because that's coming from the koach of the person, of the poor. Because it's right at the beginning, it's coming koach gavra. Rashi says, when the guy who drew the water is pouring it into the pipe, and you put your hands right next to the place where the water is being poured, and the water is now flowing over your hands out of the power of the pourer, then that is good. Right? Now here's a different case. If there is a hole in the bucket, Eliza, if there's a hole in the bucket that, it's very hard, there's a hole in the bucket that is big enough and that the water in the bucket is sort of pouring out on two ends. It's pouring out on one side into the pipe, and the other side it's pouring out into the place where the water was coming from, I guess into the stream. So then you have no problem. Rashi says, Nalif life had seen her ima yora they had leaves. So now there's a connection between the pipe and the place and the stream of water. There's a connection between the two. Hatsinor ima yorma dli umatbilim bitsinor. Now you can actually put your hands directly into the pipe. Obviously you can't do that because it doesn't have a 40 saw for a mikvah, but now it's connected to the water source because of the stream that's coming out of both sides of the bucket. The bucket's now sort of this connector between the two, and you can, if you could shut that off, that'd be great. And then you could pull your hands in there. Let's see Rashi again. Hatsinor imayori deli umatbilim bitsinor siyadayim, and you can dip umatbilim bitsinor siyadayim. You can dip your hands into the pipe. The lav tvila gemurahi. Now, because really, when it comes to tvila, when it comes to connecting, we're doing this nishuk that we have in the mikvah. You need a bigger connection. Lo ba'ina kishus. You need a shifaveris hanod. which is a big, it's a bigger size. Here it's a little smaller, but since it's not really going into a mikvah, you're talking about the tefillas yadayim, so this connection is going to be sufficient, and you can wash your hands. You can wash your hands. You can be tovel your hands into this, into the pipe because of the connection to the water source.
Why is he bringing up tefillah? Why is he talking about tefillah? What do you mean tefillah? He means tefillah before you eat bread.
Right. He mentioned the Rashi mentioned two Rashi's ago.
Why do you mention tefillah?
Because there are two ways you can kash your hands. You can wash your hands. You can pour. Or be tovel.
In theory, you can go to a mikvah before you eat bread and dunk your
hands. Maybe according to some, it's a Tosos. Tosos says perish behalachos gedolos. Shemutter lahatbil yadayim. Well, definitely in the mikvah, I think so. But Tosos says mutter lahatbil yadayim betocha kli dechashiva netila. He says not only can you do netila in the mikvah thing, you can also do tefillah in the kli. So you pour the cup. You pour the cup. The Bahag says, and you can dip your hands into the kli, which is interesting because Tosos asks.
No,
we don't need 40 seah. That's what Rashi just pointed out, because we're not talking about going to mikvah to kasha your body. You're talking about your hands.
That means there's a direct connection.
They all ask, but kashle peruso. The hacha amar eno no tami menu delo asmi ko gavra. We just said over here, you can't do tvila in the kli, in the pipe, because it wasn't coming from ko gavra. So I pour the water, according to the Bahag, I pour the water into a kli, shut the water source off. Now I dip my hands into the kli. Well, where's the kolak gavra, right? The other case that we had over here, where the guy said he did was kosher, is where he dipped his hand in the top of the bucket, in the top of the sinor, right after the guy was pouring the water into it. So the kolak gavra is still there. But where's the kolak gavra? Rashi says, akash leperusha, the hacha amar ino notin meno, the lo asmi kolak gavra, mashmudim ino kolak gavra shofich. Right, but when you're washing it,
when you wipe your hand,
so maybe that's what Tosos answers. Maybe, but then what's the difference? He says, "Umiyu yishlomar v'ba'ina netila min hakli being tovel yodov v'toch hakli uvon shofech min hakli al yodov yishkan netila min hakli." I'm not sure what he's saying. He seems to be making a distinction between putting your hands in a kli or putting your hands in something that's not a kli. Maybe that's what George is talking about. I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying that when you put your hands in the kli, it still has a remnant of the kolach agavra that you had beforehand. But I don't know why that makes a difference from the pipe. It still has a remnant. Because when the pipe though, maybe there was a separation from the kolach agavra because it started to flow on its own. By the kli, it's not flowing anywhere. So it still may have the kolach agavra. I don't know. It's a very tight distinction. I'm not sure. But if you go further down, he says v'tzarech lishva, or towards the bottom, like the last short lines. He says v'tzarech lishva chmayim al yadav gimel pa'amim. You have to pour your water on your hands three times. We don't do that. We do two times when we wash, right? We only do two times. What?
Not negavah.
So even when you wash, if you're holding up the tosos. V'tzarech lishva chmayim al yadav gimel pa'amim. He says pam rishona kedei lahav your tit. The first time is get the dirt off. B'davar ha-chotzeitz me'al yadav, and anything that's a chotzeitz, u'pam shniyah l'tahir yadav, the second time is to actually make me tahir the hands, u'pam shlishis, l'tahir osim n'yayim. The third time is to take the clean water and wash off the dirty water. So a lot of people say, we don't do the first time, except for Marcel, we don't do the first time, or people hold like that, because our hands are more clean than they were previously. We don't walk around with dirt and stuff on our hands. Maybe those who do should be makbid, and those who are in the middle should be makbid as well. Okay. That's the first statement of about Hilchos Tefillas Yadayim. Now, so the question also is though, you need kolach gavra. What happens if you turn on the tap and you stick your hands under the tap? Can you wash your hands like that? I would say no. I don't know. I'm just ask a rabbi. I would say no. That's not kolach gavra. It's just flowing. I hear, but maybe I don't know. Right, I hear, but what's the reason why only b'shas at the chak? Maybe because I don't think it's pure kolach hagavra. You open the tap; it's flowing on its own.
That's why you do the open and close.
Right,
close.
So you're making.
Giving you the kolach hagavra.
I hear. I don't know.
So what's the difference really? Open it once, open it four times. It's a difference.
Right.
You're the pipe.
You're the top. You're like the first flow out. Maybe first flow out.
Okay. The pipe.
Right. Could be. All right. Amar Rava. What's the other shlats of the chach we'll get to also, which says use a napkin and hold the bread, right? We'll get to that today also. Well, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kli shenikav bikones mashka, a notu menli yadayim, a kli that has a hole the size of a konis mashka, I mean you can tie that the water can go in through that hole, a notu menli yadayim, you can't use that as a kli for metilas yadayim, it has to be a full kli. Sorry, the Gemara talks about using plastic cups, all different types of disposable items for a kli, whether that's considered a kli, fine. The Amar Rava, Rava says, kli, kli she'ein bo revius, ein not meni yadayim. The kli that doesn't have, if you don't have a revius of water in the kli, you can't do that metilas yadayim, because you have to have a revius, a minimum of a revius, inside the kli. The Gemara says, ain't, is that true? The Amar Rava, Rava said, kli she'ein machzik revius, ein not meni yadayim. He says, only if the kli is so small that it can't hold a revius, is that not considered a kli, and you can't do metilas yadayim. The diuk is, ha-machzik, if it can hold it, af-agav de-les-le-pa, even though it doesn't have it at the time, that would be kosher. You said that you need to have revius in the kli. The diuk from the second thing is that it just has to have the ability to hold it, to hold a revius. So what's going on? Do you need a revius or not? So Gemara says, lo-kasha had-le-chad had-le-trei. Depends what you do. Are two people washing from this cup, or one person washing this cup? Let's read, it's a little counterintuitive. Read Rashi. Ha-le-chad had-le-trei. L'chad revius ba'in mitchila. To start off with, the kli has to have a revius. When you first start using the kli, it has to have a revius of water. Avalitrei shahaya bo revius. But you have two people, and when they first started, there was a revius in this kli. V'natel arishon, and the first guy washed, and now there isn't a revius in the kli anymore. But the achar kach natel asheni, and then the second guy washes from the same kli. Af al gav lo havi revius b'natila sheni. Even though there isn't a revius in the kli by the second guy, shaper dummy, it's still fine because you started off with the revius. You just have to figure out how much time has to separate between the two detilos. Hoel u mishare tahara asu, because it's coming from the remnants or remainder of purity. Okay, the first the kamai, we'll see later on. As we say right now, the tanan changes it. We're going to change it to a tanan because it happens to be the first mishnah in Maseches Yadayim. The tanan may revius. So you had water of a revius. Notlin liyadayim le'echad v'afilu l'shnayim. If you have a revius in a cup, you can use that for one person. You can even use it for two people. Again, because once you start off with the revius in the cup, as long as you're using it at the same time, then that revius counts, and the second person can use it, even though it wasn't a revius when he started, because it's considered, I guess, all considered one action. Okay. Next halacha. Amma le Rav Sheshes le Ameimar. So Rav Sheshes es Ameimar. Kafdidu amana? Are you makbid that the kli that you use for the Tilas Yadayim should be complete? Rashi says she a kli shalom. You makbid that it should be a kli? Amma le, so Ameimar says, in? Yep, we are. Then he says, achazusa? Are we makbid on what it looks like? Rashi says, achazusa, sheyebo marimayim. It has to look like water. Because they can't do Tilas Yadayim if it's a different color. Brown, yellow, green, who knows, whatever it is. Yeah, dirty water has to be clear. It has to be clear water. Amar lei in, he said, yep. Ashiura, are you makbid on the shiur, that there has to be your revius log in the cup when you start doing the Tilas Yadayim? Amar lei in, he said, yep, I am. I'm makbid on all three things. Ika de Amri, some say, this is how the conversation, this is how he answered him. He said, Amon of achazusa kapdidan. A makbid that has to be a kli shalim, and a makbid that it has to look like water. Ashiura lo kapdinan. But when it comes to the shiur of mayim, we're not makbid. Meaning, even if there isn't a revius halog, we can use that. Right? Rashi says. No. So he says no. Right. He says I'm not makbid on the shiur. So he says it's not because I had the mishnah. May revius notin liyadayim leechad v'afilu l'shnayim. So therefore, I can use it. I don't need a revius, because the second guy, is if you're using one cup to start with a revius, the second guy is not using a revius. So therefore, you see, you don't need a revius. The Gemara says, v'velohi. But you can't prove that from the Mishnah, that you don't need a revius to start with, because shani hasam, mishum deka'asum, mishayari tahara. That's different, because the remainder water is coming as the remainder, the remnant of something, of the shayari hatara, tahara. Rashi says, deka'asum, mishayari hatara, aval me'ikara, but from the outset, Tzarek Shebo Revius, you're going to have a Revius. The only time you don't need a Revius is if you start it, first guy did it, and then the second guy comes right after. Iskin Rav Yaakov Minahar Pikod Natla Bas Reviosa, and Iskin Rav Ashi Behutzal Kuza Bas Reviosa. So I think they basically, this is for the size. They had like some example. So in Nar Pekod, they took some glass kli that holds a revius, and they hid this kli, I guess, that it would be set aside. Who everyone wants to have a kli, to make a kli, they know the size. You know, use it as the mold, I guess, to know the shear. And Rav Ashi in Hutzal used it, did it with the kuza, which I think means a kli cheres, which is great. Rashi says, yeah, Rashi says kuza shel cheres. Okay.
How much is
the rebbe? How many ounces? No. Don't know. But Amar Rava says, Migufas chavis. So Migufas chavis seems to be the cover of a barrel. So the purpose of a cover of a barrel is not really to hold water, it's to cover the barrel. Right? That's the purpose. Right? But he says, if you have this Migufas chavis, shetikna, but you fixed it up. Rashi says, means you fix it up as you dug it out a little bit. So now it has a base kevel and it can be, and it can hold water. Toso says, the problem with the Magufa is that it's not, it's like flimsy, it won't stand, so you sort of make a base out of it. So it can stand. Either way, you fix it, shetikna, not mimenu yadayim. You can then use that to wash into your yadayim, right? Rashi says, shetikna, chakaka lekabu revius. You dug it out, and now it can hold a revius. Afal gad demikara lav leishdimushe begava avida, the ein chala asul letochu. Even though initially this kli is not meant to hold water, but if you fix it up, you change it, you can use it as the kli to watch. That can count as a kli for the tilus yadayim. Tanya mihachi, a brisa that supports this as well. Megufas chavis shetikna, note the mimenal yadayim. A cover of the barrel that you fixed up, you can use it to wash tilus yadayim. Chemes uchefisha, which seems these to be like these leather bottles, skins, right? Shetikna, also you fixed them. What does that mean? These things are very flimsy, so they don't stand. So you did something to them, and now they can stand on their own. They have some sort of sustainability. Then you fix those up. Then that's going to be also kosher for netilas yadayim, not nem yadayim. But sak vikupa, so a sack and a basket, I think that they're not meant for liquids at all. Afal pi. Shemikablim, even though now you must have fixed them up in a way that water can come in. I know you lined the basket or you did something that you can put water in there now. Ain't notli mehli yadayim. Those you can't use for netilas yadayim. Rashi says, sak v'kupa, ain't melachtim l'mayim, deruban ain't mekablim mayim. The whole purpose, the sak and the kupa, they're not used. Just because you decide to put water in them doesn't mean that these are now kalim for that use for water. Or what's the difference between the cover of the barrel? It's also not, it's designed to cover. And then just because you fixed it now, yeah, but the cover doesn't hold the water. So I'm not sure what the difference is.
You fixed it up so you should hold it.
Yeah, but you did the same thing with the sock and the kupa. But by the cover of the barrel, you can now use it as a kli. But the sock for kupa, you can't use it as a kli. I just don't know, I'm not so clear what the difference is.
Because it doesn't really, the water leaks out.
No, but you fixed it. You fixed it that it can't be makab amayim. The sock and the kupa, you did something.
No, if you use a rag and fill it up,
use a
rag, plain rag. You hold the thing, you make a pocket on the bottom, you fill it up with water here, it's not going to be good, it's going to leak out of the bottom.
You see, but that's not what you did. You did something to the sock and kupa that you can now hold the water. So you fixed it.
Generally not used to hold water.
I understand that, but how is the cover of a barrel generally
barrel
used?
Used to holding
but not the cover, it's a separate cleat.
But it's connected to it.
Okay, maybe. Ivailuhu. Okay, so they asked the following question.
Says that originally the valve cover can hold a revius.
So then why do you have to fix it to hold a revius?
You have to take it apart off the top to make sure.
No, but that's not what he says. He just said tikna. Rashi says shechakak. Who does he quote? That's interesting.
Tosis.
Oh, yeah? Tosis says magufus chavish shetikna peiros kunchush shechakaka.
He quotes Rashi.
Nira de below chakika.
What's Rashi?
Rashba, okay. So then what are you doing with it then? What do you have to do? So then maybe that's what Toso says. Maybe that means, that's why Toso says, you're not talking about, it says now it can hold a revius, but it's not, it's just flimsy or something like that. So now you do something that's sturdy. Okay, that would work. Okay. Ibailuhu, mahu le'echol bimapa. Can you eat with like a napkin? You don't touch it. The whole problem is the srach to him. You have to wash your hands to get rid of the srach. So what happens? Can you use it without and not touch the, and not touch it? As we do all the time, oh, I'm a great adventure, no place to wash. We just use a what?
Yeah.
Always do that.
Nowadays, who doesn't have one of these?
Right.
What about gloves?
Same idea.
Every kid had three of these.
Right. So Yibailu, Maula Echa B'mapa, Michai Shinan Dilma Naga, are we concerned that lest he might still come to touch the bread without washed hands? Olo, or are we not concerned? Rashi says B'mapa, Misha lo natal yadav, mahu lifrosh mapal yadav, put a napkin on your hands, velo yiga ba'ochlan v'yachal. So Tashma, try to bring a raya from the following Mishnah in Sukkah. Kishenasnu lo li Rabbi Tzadok ochel. When they gave Rabbi Tzadok, who's one of the fasting, right? So when they gave Rabbi Tzadok food, they gave him small food, they gave him some bread, pachos mi chabetza. They gave him bread less than a chabetza. Not lo b'mapa, he would hold it with a mapa, meaning without touching it. But ochlo chutz l'sukkah, and he would eat that small amount even outside the sukkah, I guess because it's achilas harai, and therefore he didn't eat in the sukkah. The aim of aruch acharav, and he didn't bench afterwards because he said that birchas hamazon is only for somebody that eats a kibetza. Here they only gave him pachas mikibetza. So what's going on? So my love, what is going on here? What's the reason why the Mishnah there said specifically that he ate less than a beitza, to teach you how kibbeitza, had he eaten a kibbeitza size, then he would have to eat in the sukkah, he would have had to bench afterwards, and boyin to sidayim, he would have had to wash. So you see, you would have to wash, and you can't just rely on the mapa. So the Gemara says, no, dilma, how kibbeitza by sukkah by bracha. There are three things going on here. Mapa, washing, benching. Maybe if he had a beitza, he would only have to I said the same thing twice. Sukkah. Maybe he would have to eat in the sukkah, and he would have to do bracha achrona. But who says that the kazayis, if you hold in the mapa, maybe the mapa would work even if he holds a kibitza. So there's no raya there. The way we try to bring a raya that you would have to, no raya there, maybe you wouldn't. So Tashma, right, Rashi says, Ukishanasdu lo lo tzadok, b'secha sukkah. So haya nosnim lo lo rabbi tzadok ochel, su pachas mi kibitza. I guess he's trying to get him back into eating. So Tashma, the Shmuel Asheche LeRav, the Ka'achal B'Machpa. Shmuel finds Rav, right, who's eating, his friend Rav, who's eating a sandwich, I guess, using a handkerchief to hold the bread. So Amra Le, so Shmuel says to them, Avdin and Kedain, right, would we let to do that? Rashi says, V'chiosa King Lechav L'Tila, can you do that, just hold a mapa and not wash? So Amra Le, so Rashi says, Shmuel, who said I didn't wash? He says, "Taiti ketsar alai. I'm an istinus. Even though I wash my hands, I don't like touching my food. I wash my hands, and I'm using the mapa. So there's no proof there that you don't need the mapa. So ki salik Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkichinu le Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi de ka'ochli bivloi chamasos. So Rabbi Zera finds Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi eating bread." Wearing, I think it means worn canteens. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. So v'loy chamasos. So Amar, he's bewildered. Amar trei gavi ravavi kavasaychu litu with the Rav Shmuel. Two great gedolim like you are going to make the mistake of Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel already discussed this. All right. Hadati ketsarik Amar. The only reason why he used the mapa was because he was an istinus, but he definitely washed. And you guys are sitting here and you're eating without washing. You're only using the worn out leather sacks. So Mar answers no. Problem was ishtamate. Rav Zera forgot the Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. He forgot what Rav Tachlifa said in the name of Shmuel. He tiru mapa la ochle truma. They only allowed the mapa. The problem with the mapa is that you're concerned that even though you're using the napkin, you're still going to touch the bread. They were only matir kohanim who eat truma to use the mapa because the kohanim was the reason, and we're not concerned that they're going to touch it. Hitiru mapa la ochei truma, v'lo hitiru mapa la ochei taharos. But even those Yisraelim who eat their chulin b'tahara, there they did not permit the mapa, because we're concerned that they might touch the food. And Rav Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kohanim Havu. Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi are Kohanim, and therefore they were eating Truma B'Tahara, I guess these are Amoraim, and therefore it was mutter for them to wrap their hands in the Mapa. Basha Ein came, when it came to Rav, who was not a Kohen, he had to eat, and he was eating Chulin, there we are concerned he's going to touch it, so therefore he would have to wash. The only reason why he was using the Mapa was because he was an Istinus.
But they washed, you're saying, those two.
Those who did not have to wash, because they're Kohanim. They're for the Kohanim, the map for the Kohanim were eating Truma, the Mapa was sufficient, because they're Kohanim, there's reason. Right, Rashi says, "Lo heitiru mapal ochle truma to kohan reason hen velo nagai, and they won't touch." But velo heitiru lo ochle chuleim b'taru l'fish ein lemudin l'shamer k'mo kohanim. They're not so careful; they don't know so much. It's not brought up with it from their youth, I guess, that this is what's supposed to be. Then therefore we're concerned. Ibailu, next question. Ochel machmas machil. Sarachti l'sadayim olo. Okay, someone, I guess, is sticking the food into my mouth. Do I have to, maybe a kid or someone who's sick, and I'm putting the bread into his mouth. Does he have to wash or not? Rashi says, Adam she'ochel miyad chaveru ha'tochev l'toch piv. Does he have to wash or not? Okay. So next up to the Mishnah is this case of someone feeding someone else. Does either of them have to wash? Does the person who's eating have to wash? Does the person who's feeding have to wash? What's going on? So Tashma, the Rav Huna bar Sechora, havikame de Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Huna was in front of Rav Hamnuna. Ubalam le umtsa. So it looks like that Rav Huna cut for him, Rashi says, a piece of meat, like a sandwich, a piece of meat with bread, right? And he stuck it in Rav Hamnuna's mouth, ba'achil, and Rav Hamnuna ate it. Amra lei, so Rav Huna says to Rav Hamnuna, right? Rav Huna, I guess, takes the food and sticks it into Rav Hamnuna's mouth. So Rav Huna says to Rav Hamnuna, he loved the Rav Hamnuna at. Had it not been for the fact that you were Rav Hamnuna, and you're a Chacham, and you're Zariz, right? Lo safinalach, I wouldn't have fed you. Why? My timer, why? La mishum de zahir v'lo naga. It's because he's zahir and he won't touch it. Meaning, you can eat it, you don't have to wash, provided that you don't touch the bread. And Rashi says, la de zahir v'lo naga. Alma ain't sarch l'tilis edayim u'bavad shlo yiga. If you're being fed, you don't need l'tilis edayim as long as you don't touch it. The Gemara says, no, lo. What does it mean that he's a zahir? It says, the zahir is kadim u'mashi yad mikara. He's saying, if not for the fact that you were Rav Hamnuna, and you know that you have to wash your hands beforehand, I wouldn't have fed you. Meaning, I know that you wash your hands. That's why I was able to feed you. Therefore, it shows you do have to wash your hands if you're being fed. Rashi just points out, interestingly, it says,
he knows
that
he's not supposed to touch it.
No, that's what we have, you know, and the maskan is that the reason says that he knows that you washed. Right, so we find that the language changes from Zahir to Zaris. He says, Mishum the Zahir, we thought the Zahir below Naga, and then he said, in the Maskan it says the Zaris. So it goes back to the Mesuch Sharim, that Zerizus, right, that Zerizus is a higher level than Zahiris. As Rashi points out, he says, Zaris Adif mi Zahir. Zahir Shayodeya li Zahir Bishas Maisa Shaloyavar al Mitzvah. Someone who's Zahir, he knows at the time what's going on, he knows how to be careful and to do the Mitzvah, not do the Aveira. But a Zariz knows what to do beforehand. A Zariz is Haroes Anoled. He knows what's coming. He sees what hasn't happened yet. Umesakin Asmo Shalo Yavo Lidei Kach. And he fixes and makes the situation, doesn't fall into the situation. So a Zariz, that's why when he thought he was talking about that he was Zahir, that he was talking about that he's not going to touch it, that's Zahir. That's someone to be careful in the situation. The Maskana, when he talks about that he actually washed beforehand, that's a Zariz, because he takes care of the situation before it even comes about. What? Right. So as he points out, that's the Mishnah of Avodah. The Zahiris may be the Zerizus. Zahiris is first, and then comes Zerizus. Just Rashi is pointing out that they change the language from Zahir to Zariz. Tashma. Right. Now we still have the suffix. Tashma. The Amirah. I don't watch the suffix. We just answered that you have to watch. Okay. Tashma. The Amirah Bizera Amirav. Lo yitain adam prusa l'sof piv shel shamish. You're not supposed to feed the waiter. Right? You have those waiters. He's waiting at the table. You can't put food in. He's busy. So you take the food and put it in his mouth so we can eat while he's serving everybody. You can't put the food in his mouth unless you know that he washed his hands beforehand. And if the shamish is serving and he gets a cup of wine, he makes a bracha and drinks it. If he gets another cup of wine later, he still has to drink. He has to make another bracha. We don't say that the bracha on the first coast is yotzi the second coast. Why? Rashi says lefisha in koveya lushtias hashamish. It's not something that happens all the time that you give it to him. He doesn't know. He's not for sure that he's going to get another cup of wine. Therefore, he loses his concentration about the wine, and we'd have to make a bracha again. But the ena mevarech hakol prusa uprusa. But every time he gets a piece of bread, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Rashi says because the batuach hu shavo yibim in alechem. Bread they're going to give him. Wine, not so much. So therefore, when it comes to the bread, the first time he makes the bracha will be yotzei all the other times because he's not meisiyah das from the bread. But Rabbi Yochanan says mevarich al kol prusa prusa. Rabbi Yochanan says no, he has to make the bracha on each and every piece of bread because he holds that it's not so likely that the shamash is going to be getting bread. But nevertheless, you see that the Brisa said that you can't put food in his mouth unless you know that he washed his hands. See that we're concerned that someone's going to touch it, even though you put it in their mouth, meaning you have to wash. Gemara says, Amar Rapapa Bishma de Rav Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha Hadik Adam Chashav Hadleka Adam Chashav. The machlokas being Rav Rabbi Yochanan about the bread, that's not a machlokas. That all depends about who the guests are at the table. If there's an Adam Chashav at the table, and I'm the host, so I want to show off to the Adam Chashav, or the Adam Chashav is going to be nice to me, I know that I'm going to get more and more food. They're going to feed me food. If there's not an Adam Chashav, then I might not get more food, so therefore where Rav says you don't have to make a bracha on each piece of bread, it's because it's an Adam Chashav. Rabbi Yochanan says you do have to make a bracha on each piece of bread, it's because there was no Adam Chashav. But mikol makom, however, haka'amar el imkein yodei yashnat lo yadav. You can't give him the bread unless you know that he washed his hands, even though he's not feeding himself. You're feeding him. So the Gemara says, no. Shani shamash to tarid. Shamash is different because he's very busy. A shamash is very busy running back and forth, so therefore he may not remember, and he may touch the bread that's in his mouth. So therefore he has to wash. But everybody else, if you're not a shamash, you're not so busy, maybe you won't. We're not concerned that you're going to touch the bread that's put in your mouth. And I mean, I guess if there's a guy who's in a full body cast and you're feeding him, maybe you don't have that concern. No, seriously, and then maybe
tie
his hands down, so maybe that's the issue, right? Rashi says, the tarid the shamash is hamasubim. He's busy dealing with all the diners. He's going to forget he didn't wash. He's going to touch the food. Rashi says, well, what about the fact that he's touching all the food throughout? He's serving all the food. He's touching the food to everybody else. He says, the alpha piece and okay, but the lowest part of that doesn't bother us. Because we don't need a tizidayim for people who touch food. The tizidayim was for those who eat food. That was the takana. Because the takana was from the truma. But I don't know, truma not allowed to touch it either. But that's what Rashi says. And that goes on to the next thing. You're going to see that if I'm feeding somebody, I don't have to wash. That's going to be the maskana. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we're charging another raya. Lo yitain adam prusa l'shamash ben shahakos biyado ben shahakos biyad yadosh balabayis shema ye'era dover kalkala b'su'uda v'ashamash shalo nato yadav aslu tain prusa l'bitopiv. Number one, I guess they talk about etiquette by these places. Don't give the shamash anything to eat while somebody's holding the cup of wine, lest the cup of wine spill, and that's going to cause big problems. Number two, don't give a shamish bread without him washing. But that's no proof, because only saying don't give the shamish bread doesn't mean don't give anybody else bread without them washing. So we have no proof whether or not the person being fed has to wash or not. I thought there was a proof from the case of Rav Amir Vasi. There we said, but truma you don't, you can, right? There we, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. Okay.
What's the concern if I stick bread in your mouth and swallow? You swallow.
You're concerned that I might touch the bread.
You might touch the bread.
Yeah, you're right. Ibayluhu. So I ask a question. Now, machil tzarich tilis adayim or ein tzarich? The person who's feeding, does he have to do tilis adayim or not? Tashma the tani of the Beit Menashe, coming a proof from the Brice that was taught in the Beit Medrash of Menashe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Isha medicha es yoda achas b'mayim b'nosenes pas levna katan. A woman can dip her hands once into the one hand into the water and give to her son to feed her son. What's going on here? Rashi says it's Yom Kippur. Isha madicha yoda b'mayim b'yom kippurim. The afal pisha asur b'rechitza. Even though you're not supposed to wash your hands on Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to wash your hands for Talmud. If there's dirt and then so on, then you can. He says b'yom kippur. Afal pisha asur b'rechitza. He tiru li'isha ladiach yoda achas liga b'pas. They permitted the woman to wash her hands, one hand, and touch the bread. Now, Amr Olav al Shammai Azakin, he said about Shammai, he wanted to be Machmir, Shelo Ratz Lahacha B'yodo Achas. He was Machmir himself. He didn't want to wash his hand even one hand to feed his kid, and therefore his kid would eat. So therefore, Gozer Olav, Sheyachal B'shtei Yodov. They gozer on him, they punished him and said, you have to wash both hands. Bottom line is seeing over here is that you would have to wash your hands in order to feed somebody the bread. Abaye says, no. Amr Abaye Hasam Mishum Shifta. There it's different. That's because of Shifta. Rashi says, Hamishum Shifta. It's the last of the short line Rashis, right towards the bottom. Ruach ra'a shora al yadayim. There's an evil spirit that's on the hands, shachris in the morning. Vilo nizar behen, ubala hachlas chaveru, ein tzarech, ruach ra'a shora al yadav, shalom itlu shachris. There's a ruach ra'a on your hands. So he's talking, here we're not talking about washing your hands for bread. This is the tzarech yadayim in the morning. Right, pretty much. Aval notav yadav shachris, but someone who does wash their hands in the morning, vilo nizar behen, and he wasn't careful, ubala hachlas chaveru, ein tzarech netila. He would not need netila if you already wash your hands in the morning. That's what he says, Mishum the shifta. Toso says it's something else. Toso says it's something that there's some sort of disease, that some of the dirt that can strangle a young child, and therefore you have to wash your hands on that, and that we're not knowing to do when you walk before the bread, we're not knowing to do that because it doesn't exist nowadays, just like we don't care about zugos, and we don't care about tushedim, we don't care about giloy. It's interesting, Toso, right? Toso says, so you go to the top Tosos, like 7, 8 lines, right in the middle. See, Shlish Lefarish on the right side. Kamo Shapir Shabbein Chananel. She Ruach Ra Hashur Al Ochel Kishabalite in Apostle Tinuk Ben Dalav Eishanim. Vichonekas also in Lodato Yada Oso Shah. Right, because I guess you can choke on something. So you wash your hands. Right? Afo Pisha Nato Shachras, even if you wash your hands in the morning. Umasha in Adam is Harima Akshav Mizeh. Why are we worried about this? L'fisha'in osa ruach ra matzuyu b'neinu. It doesn't exist anymore. K'mo she'in anu nizharim al zugos. We're not complaining about zugos, about parents. The al giloy. And leaving the water open because we don't have this, those snakes. So there's no raya again because the washing over there was not done because he's feeding. The washing was done because he didn't wash his hands in the morning. So tashma, we'll try to bring another raya. The avua de shmul asuche de shmul de kabachi. Shmuel's father, right, Shmuel's father is one of the transitional generation between Tanaim and Amoraim. Finds Shmuel and he's crying. Amar Arlei, Amai Kabachis, why are you crying? He says, the Machin Rabbi, my Rebbe hit me. the Rebbe hit me. So Shmuel's father doesn't say, oh, poor me. He goes, Amai, well, why did he hit you? Like, what? He says, Amai, why did he hit you? So he says, the Amar Arlei, because the Rebbe says to me, Kasap Mis Liberai Velo Mashish Shadach, you Shmuel are feeding my son, right, the Rebbe's son, the bread, and you didn't wash your hands beforehand? So the Gemara says, so Amai lo mashes. So Shmuel's father says, well, why don't you wash your hands? So Amalei, so Shmuel says to his father, who achiv anam mashina? He's eating, and I'm the one who's supposed to watch? They're talking about it. He's the only person who eats is supposed to watch. So Amalei, so Avu's father said, I'm in a tough parent-teacher conference. Amalei, lo mistayed lo gomir. It's not enough that my son's Rebbe is an imbecile, doesn't know halacha. He wants us to go hit my, he has to hit my son. Let's go. So Hilchasa, so the halacha is, the Gemara Paskins, Ochel machmas machil tzarek lizadayim. If you're being fed, you're supposed to wash. Machil eno tzarek lizadayim. If you're feeding, you don't have to wash. Okay, next Mishnah, back to Basar B'chalav. Sorer Adam Basar Gvina b'mitpachas achas. A person can store of meat and cheese in one, I guess in one case, what do you call it? One keli, right? Ubavachli lo you nogim zebezeh, provided they don't touch each other. It'll be separate. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shnei achsanayim, two guests that are coming from different places, they don't recognize each other. Ochna shulchan achas zeb basav zegvina v'in choshen. They can both eat on the same table, one eating cheese, one eating bread, and we're not concerned that someone's going to give the other person food and they put it and eat it, and therefore violate bas b'chalav, probably at the rabbanon level because it's not cooked. Okay, so the Gemara says, why you said that you can put it in the mitpachat as long as they don't touch each other. The Gemara says, and if they touch each other, who cares? V'chino gaz zebezeh mayhavi, tzonim tzonim du. It's cold. There's no transfer of heat. There's no transfer of taste. It's cold. So who cares? So Amar Abayi says, you're right. Need the klipa lo boy, hadacha lo boy. You're right. If they touch each other, you don't have to peel anything off because there's no transfer. But you still have to rinse it. So you don't want to put together just so you don't have to avoid rinsing. So Shiloh has to come back a lot of times in the refrigerator. Things drip around in the fridge and they touch other things. What do you have to do? Get rid of it. You have to wash. Usually cold. I mean, if it drips while it's hot and you put in, maybe to something else. But if usually cold, you have to wash. You have to not wash. You have to peel off the cleep or not. Yes, your rabbi. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei achsanayim ochlim al shulchan. Two guests can eat on the same table. Amar of Chanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel lo shana elosh imakim zedzeh. The two guests, I read this reading to the Mishnah, they can only eat at the same table if they don't know each other. Amar makim zedzeh aser. But if they do recognize each other, then it is aser, because then we're lest one come and feed the other what he has, and you have a violation of Basar Chalav. Tainab Ha'achiv, Bryce and supports this as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanoim, Shnei Achlu Punda. Two guests come to the inn. in echad, for one in, zeba min atzafim, zeba min adaram, they don't know each other. One's coming from the north, one's coming from the south. Zeba b'chatichacho, this one's coming with a piece of meat. Zeba b'vinasso, this comes with a piece of cheese. Ochlam al-shulchan echad, zeba sar v'zegvina, v'ein choshim. They can eat on the same table, not to be choshesh, because they don't know each other. Lo asru, when is it asru to eat basar and gvina on the same table? El b'tfisa achas. It's in one, on one plate, I guess. How do you transfer tfisa?
One bundle.
One bundle, okay. It says, tfisa achas akadaitach? What do you mean, tfisa achas? Of course you can't do it. Why would you be able to think you can eat basar v'gvina? You're eating basar v'chalav. How can you eat basar v'chalav? The Gemara says, no, ela ke'ein tfisa achas. It's also to eat ke'ein tfisa achas, which I think means that you're eating it on one table with one placemat, and they used to eat differently. In Bezmaz, there might be a difference also. Everyone's in their own plate. You have serving plates. It might be a little different. It says, ke'ein tfisa achas. And Tosas points out, if you have something on the table that sort of separates between the two plates, then that's not considered a tvisa achas. It says that lechem, you put a piece of bread, or kanchan, or a bottle, or sharkalim, lahapsik beintayim, or ochel amapa acheres, or another food, some sort of similar to separate between the two. Comes up more often than times when you're in an office or something like that, when people are sitting down and eating and on the same table, the same conference table. How do you go about eating? Amar le, Rav Yemer bar Shlomo Abaye. Rav Shlomo says to Abaye, Shnei Achen. So we have two brothers. They recognize each other, but they hate each other. So you just said that the whole idea is that you, it's us only if you know each other. What if they know each other, but they don't? They're mocking on each other, right? Shnei Achen makpidim zedze mahu. So Amar le, Yomer kol hasarikin asurin b'sariki baitos mutarim. Basically saying you don't make subjective rules. Make an objective rules. If you recognize each other, that's it. Same thing when it comes to this Sirike Baitus. I was talking about when it comes to making matzah. When they used to make the Rashi's on Amud Aleph, right? Sirike, when the matzah is a Pesach, we don't make these sort of like designs in the matzah. Because you're afraid that the time the design comes out, it's going to become chametz. But Baitus had a mole that he can do it, so then you can allow him to do it. So we're going to say, oh, he's allowed to do it, he's not allowed to do it. Nah. Brothers, they know each other, they can't eat basar v'chalav on the same table. Ulatameich. So according to what you're saying, Hada Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. What about Rav Asi and the Amar Rav Yochanan? It's talking about a person who doesn't have any clothing. He only has one article of clothing, and are you allowed to wash in a cholam oed? We're allowed to wash in a cholam oed. Right? What about this person? It says, Misha Elo Ela Cholok Echad Mutal the Kaps of a cholam oed. He's allowed to wash in a cholam oed. Why don't we say there? Kol Asrik Nasur Misrik Abaytus Mutarim. Why don't we say there? Oh, everyone's not allowed to wash, but he's allowed to wash. But people. So he says, no, the difference over there. Amar Marbar Rav Asi Izuro Mochia Cholam. His belt proves it. What does Rashi say? His belt. Ha'ezer tamid hu kavu b'chaluko. The belt is always on the frak. U'kishehu poshet chaluko v'lovus chaluk acher notal ezer mizeh v'kovu mizeh. When he washes one, usually has one belt. He washes one article of clothing. He takes the belt off. V'zeh she'ein lo acher mikavso mizuro. But this one who doesn't have any more clothing, doesn't even have, he's going to wash the belt with it as well. So once he doesn't have the belt, once he's washing the belt as well, haroak shumichapso the ezuro imo yodeish ein lo chalak acher. The person who sees him wash it with the belt recognizes that he only has one article of clothing. So this is not going to make it say, oh, you're not going to be able to say this guy can't, this guy can't. No, you're going to see the clear distinction. So if there's a clear distinction, then it's mutter. But in the case of the matzah and the case of the brothers, there's no clear distinction, and therefore you have to just go by the subjective rule. Okay, we'll stop here with the mission on the top of Klof Ches. Okay. I'll say, guys.